Joyful solstice blessings. So I'm going to take a look at the summer solstice chart and also talk to you about some of the major astrological alignments that are happening around the solstice. Solstice means sun stands still, and the June solstice, which is the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, but the winter solstice in the summer hemisphere, the astrological alignments are the same. So there is a portal that is wide open at the June solstice. The sun is sitting on the galactic cross at galactic edge. And this lets us know we are at the turning of an age, a 26,000 year cycle. It takes 26,000 years for the solstice sun, the June solstice sun, to be aligned with galactic edge. And it acts as a doorway. The sun, source of life, acts as a doorway, bridging this energy into our world that comes from galactic edge. These are very high frequencies that are bringing in new energy. And this is on the heels at winter solstice, when we had the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction that also opened up a portal. In addition to the winter solstice, an additional portal was opened where these very high, light-filled, new energies have been coming in, and our physical bodies and our psychological bodies and our spiritual bodies are all working on aligning with, doing some clearing from the clutter that's been there and opening up to and creating with this new energy and bridging it into the world. But summer solstice, it's another time of high light filled energy, huge waves of energy at the solstice. The ley lines expand at solstices and equinoxes. There is a huge amount of light coming in, and it amplifies everything that's happening around this time of year. So on June 14th this year, we had the second Saturn-Uranus square. The first one was in February, second June 14th, and the third will be December 23rd. And this is really the primary astrological theme of the year, or one of the main primary themes is this. And I have described it to you in the March equinox audio I sent out, but I'm just going to review it again and just say, you know, this solstice is really all about learning to flow, keep our hearts wide open as we continue to change, as we continue to move with change and uncertainty. So the other theme that is very awake at this time is the theme of Neptune and Pisces. So we have two themes that are really amplified at this equinox, at this solstice, which is this dreamy, intuitive, healing, creative, deep, deep feeling energy, our connection to love and bliss, our connection to the multi-dimensions, our connection to healing. And this is the sun moving into Cancer, and it is at the solstice trine Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter in Pisces is expanding the mysteries of Pisces. And the sun, the solstice sun this year, is radiating that. So it's radiating this, again, this intuitive, dreamy, loving, nourishing, healing, connective, transpersonal, big love. And right around the time of the solstice, Jupiter is moving retrograde, which is a still point where it has a maximum influence. So this very spiritual, healing, loving, light-filled, creative, dreamy, visionary energy is really amplified this year. Because Jupiter in Pisces is trine the sun and retrograde, going just about moving retrograde, so its energy is really amplified. You could think of this energy as watering. It's a water energy, and it's watering our spirit. It's watering our connectivity to one another, our social selves, our spiritual selves, our physical selves, watering and nourishing so that the seeds can be really hydrated within us and sprout, and that the earth around can be moist so that those seeds can root down. So what in your life needs to be nourished with the element of water? Water holds frequency. It flows, it nourishes, it heals. It absolutely nourishes the seeds of our social and spiritual connection that's blossoming now. Think about tea and think about putting herbs or flowers in water and how the water absorbs the healing energy of those herbs. And then we can take that into our bodies. Now I want you to think of the solstice sun this year, the source of life, as this bringer of this nourishment, this healing energy, and is absorbing our intentions like the tea in the water. So you want to be really intentional about what your intentions are. And really looking at what are you interested in? What nourishes you? Water also moves emotions. And at the solstice, the moon will be in Scorpio, the sun in Cancer, Venus in Cancer, Jupiter in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces. There's a lot of water. So at this solstice, there's a lot of emotions moving, a lot of flow, potential for flow, but also a lot of potential for intensity and depth. The moon in Scorpio is all about deep, intense feelings, transformation, and moving inward. And empowering change. Empowering our capacity to hold life force, to build our life force. And at the time of the solstice, the most striking thing about this chart is there's a grand cross. A grand cross is a big red line in the chart that's a cross between the planets of the moon. So I want you to think of a cross, and at the top of the cross is the moon. At the bottom is Uranus in Taurus. And on either side is Mars in Leo and Saturn. So what's happening at the solstice is this square between Saturn and Uranus is being really amplified, activated, and triggered by Mars and the moon. And this is the birthday of the season. And so I'm gonna explain this in English in case you're getting lost here, like, what the hell, what you talking about? Uranus and Saturn are exactly squared this month. And Mars is activating, amplifying, triggering the energy. And actually, Venus is going to, at the end of June, join this. So what is this all about? Saturn is all about the form and structure. It's how we create. It's how we bring new ideas into physical reality. Everything must pass through Saturn when it comes into form, including us when we're born. Saturn births is associated with a birth matrix. What are we giving birth to? But it is also something that crystallizes. It contracts. It's about foundations. It's about our physical reality. It's tangible. I heard someone say that Saturn is a great cosmic chiropractor. And I thought that was really funny. It adjusts. It tells us what adjustments we need to make in our lives. It also has to do with the law of cause and effect. And it also, in this particular case, because it's having a dialogue with Uranus that needs resolution, Saturn also represents the old structures. The old structures in you, in me, and in our culture that need to go because they're not helping sustain life. They're not aligned to the new energies that are coming in, but they don't really want to leave because they're crystallized into form. They want to stay. And so there's this conflict between deeply entrenched power structures and all of the new energy that's coming in. Change. The old, what we're comfortable with, or even what we're uncomfortable with, but it's what we're used to, and change. And it's a dialogue that needs resolution. Now, Saturn's having this dialogue with Uranus, and Saturn is visible. Uranus is invisible. Uranus has to do with spirit, has to do with an awakening energy, ingenuity. This is where we get flashes of insight, intuition, inner guidance. But Uranus is also associated with shocks, disruptions, the unexpected, breakthroughs. But sometimes it's breakdown to breakthrough. Uranus is associated with the energy system in our body, our meridians, our chakras. Uranus is associated with quantum shifts and new ideas and moving beyond restrictions, can be very radical. Uranus challenges existing systems and structures. Uranus moves what has been in place for too long. But the shadow of Uranus is the desire to blow things up sometimes, to erupt, to want to have radical change without really thinking about how will I do this? Will this work? So there's this dialogue between Saturn, which is that master creator, but also the shadow of Saturn is I don't want to change. I want to impose restrictions, control. Saturn can be controlling and rigid and overly crystallized. It can be like a brick wall. And so this dialogue is calling for resolution. And we can see this in so many parts of the world right now. And Uranus is in the sign of Taurus, which is also really asking us, what do we value? What are your priorities? What structures need to be built that can withstand the wild winds of change? What structures are flexible? And it's also a time right now at the solstice where a lot of people, at least where I'm living in the United States, are moving about, where restrictions are easing up a bit, where people are going out and being together, but we're realizing that we have dramatically changed over the past year and a half in ways that we are still discovering. And so, it is a very important time to think about, what do I want my life to look like now? Our lives have been incredibly disrupted by the virus and the lockdowns and all of the dramatic events of the past several years that have really changed us. And with all this light and these new energy coming in, with the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction, our nervous systems have been taking on a lot of energy. And this can sometimes feel overwhelming. So you could also think of Uranus as being connected to our nervous systems and energy and light, something that's shaking us awake, waking us up to what we need to be awake to. And you can also think that Saturn is our physical body. And Uranus moves, is not a 3D energy. It's a multidimensional energy. It moves at the speed of light, moves at the speed of spirit. Yet our bodies are earth, and our how our spirit is manifested into form. And so our bodies are moving at a much slower rate. And so what's happening with this Saturn-Uranus square is that there's a lot of quickening, a lot of change, a lot of energy. And our body is kind of saying, hey, can you slow this down so that I can digest this, absorb this, and assimilate this? And so sometimes we might need to rest, or we might need to play, go to the beach, sing a, you know, sing, dance, not take it so seriously. Give yourself time to assimilate these quantum changes that are happening. I want to just give you some examples of the square between Uranus and Saturn. And one was the difference between how our spirit moves and our mental body moves and how our body moves. And there's a different speed. And that's true. Uranus is spirit. Saturn is connected to earth. And we want it to feel, we don't want it to feel like we're getting electrocuted. Uranus is associated with lightning bolts and earthquakes and eruptions when it is needing to break through some really stuck energy. But when there's balance and the body and the earth is flowing in a healthy way with Uranus and the dialogue is healthy, they really support each other. You know, Saturn and Earth can say to this energy, how can I create this foundation to bring these changes into practical form? For example, maybe you want to move. You have this insight, this intuition, this inner knowing that you want to move to a new location. Perhaps Saturn might say to you, do you have a plan? What is it? What will it look like? When is the right time to go? Or it might even say, this isn't the right time to go. Maybe you need to wait until your responsibilities are complete here. And Uranus can be very impatient. And so Uranus in this particular configuration, sometimes things blow up or people blow up their lives when they're not participating consciously. We need both the structure and the form and the grounding and the innovative new ideas, new information, new energy, insight and guidance. And when they operate together, we can accomplish amazing things. So I'm gonna tell you a story that I heard from someone. June 1st to 6th, there was a gathering called the Treaty People's Gathering in Minnesota, because pipelines are once again being put through Indigenous people's land where there are treaties, legal treaties, that are being violated. And so one of the energies of this square is like flash mob, like calling people together quickly, and they come together and they disband quickly. And so people were called, and thousands of people came to Minnesota to participate in many days of ceremony and singing and praying, and also acts of nonviolent civil disobedience. And one of the groups was in the water. And of course, this is called water. These are the water protectors. And this is very much aligned to this, what I'm talking about, this new energy. Instead of fighting against what we don't want, it's all about aligning to what we do want. That's a really harmonious combination of Saturn and Uranus. And these water protectors, some were in the water and some were on floating docks and pathways, and they were singing. And when the police came to arrest them, the sheriff was so moved that he began to cry. And it's also, what I heard was that the sheriff also knew some of the people who were protesting and decided he just wasn't going to arrest them and just let them go. Now, of course, they wanted to get arrested, but the story is about the beauty that when we sing, when we pray, when we're totally aligned, sometimes we have an effect on people. When we're not seeing the police as enemies, when we're seeing them as just as impacted, here we are in the middle of amazingly huge droughts, unprecedented droughts, and these pipelines are going through at least 57 bodies of water going underneath with the dirtiest tar sands possible. It's really not in any living being's best interest to destroy these ecosystems. And so the police and the protesters kind of saw perhaps their commonality for a moment. There were other people that did get arrested. There were hundreds of people arrested. And actually there was an article in the New York Times about this. We do think of the other major change. So when Saturn and Uranus have this dialogue, major changes can happen. So one of the other examples I want to give you is activists are now on the board of Exxon who want to dismantle the investments in fossil fuels and to affect change from within Exxon and other activists, investors are bringing great changes to the companies that they, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble a little bit with my words tonight, but you get what I'm saying. Other examples of this are how has our work lives changed coming out of this massively disruptive time, the virus, where people have been working from home and changing how they do work. And now that we are stepping out, people are saying, gee, you know, maybe one aspect of my life that I don't want to change is I don't want to go into the office every day. And so we're in the middle of this time astrologically where big major shifts are happening that are quantum shifts that are, everyone is questioning, how do I really want to live my life? Who am I now? We go inside and we find that we're really different than we were even a year ago. So what else do I want to tell you? Oh, before this, the other energy that really is being brought into this is the eclipses that happened right before the solstice within a few weeks. So the last eclipse was a new moon eclipse in Gemini, and that is that the sun and the moon were aligned and at the same degree of Gemini, and also Mercury was there retrograde. So Mercury is retrograde right now. In fact, there are many planets retrograde right now. Pluto is retrograde, Saturn is retrograde, Mercury is retrograde, Jupiter and Neptune is going to be going retrograde all around this solstice. And Mercury is going to go direct the next day on June 22nd, but the rest of the planets, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and Neptune, are going to be retrograde until October. So this is a time of deep inner repair, remembering, restoring, recalibrating, rebooting, research. And that a very big forward push will happen right after autumn equinox when these other planets start to go direct. So I want to tell you that too. But Mercury being retrograde at the time of this eclipse on June 10th, and at the same time, this energy of Neptune was very highlighted because the eclipse points were squared by Neptune, as is the solstice points. Neptune is, Neptune is very prominent around the solstice because it goes retrograde near that time, maybe the day before. And so its effects are magnified. So we've got all this magnification of the spiritual love, big spiritual visions, compassion. At the same time that we had this eclipse, which is all about, that Gemini eclipse was all about unraveling old belief systems, unraveling old stories, and really looking at what are you giving your power to? What are you interested in empowering in your life? So wherever, as you know, you've heard a million times, whatever we give our energy to creates, wherever we focus our attention builds energy. And whenever we're building energy, we're empowering. And so this eclipse was really asking us to get in touch with what are we empowering? And so a lot of you might have noticed that there was a lot of mental processes happening, a lot of awareness of the thinking that we need to let go of. And we're right around that time, and even now brought into the solstice time, there's this awareness of how do I see myself in ways that are really harming me? Do I see myself as someone that needs to have everything perfectly together before I show up with my gifts? And if we do, and we're energizing that, I gotta be perfect, and I know I'm not, so oh my God, what is the effect that that has? So this eclipse that's really being brought into the solstice time and really is gonna be activated in, over the next 6 months, is asking us to look at what is the effect that our thoughts and our beliefs are having? What does it feel like in our bodies? How do we treat ourselves? How do we treat other people? And now in some of the work that I do and as an energy healer, I often look at energy that needs to be released. And we call these energies intrusions. And you can almost imagine that they're like a gray area in our energy field, or even an arrow or a dart. And we actually create intrusions ourselves by thinking and believing and energizing and empowering thoughts like, I'm not enough. I have to be perfect. It's not safe for me here. I'm not sure about this. My life sucks, whatever. I don't want to be here. And then it has an effect. It tells a story. Our body starts to believe this, and we start to feel a little queasy, and our shoulders might get tense, and how we behave in the world is a direct result of this. And it forms a loop. And what this eclipse series is doing is it's making us more aware of this. And whatever we are aware of, and whatever we are able to observe in ourselves, we can change, because that which is aware, or that which is in us that is observing, is not in that vortex. And so this eclipse is all about empowering that inner observer in us, which has the power to change our story. We also have a tendency to literally send negative energy to other people. We don't do it consciously, most of us, and nevertheless, it is done. So sometimes I will see like arrows in people that have been like someone characterizing. What happens when someone characterizes us, or we characterize someone else in a way that diminishes their light? It diminishes their capacity for change. We keep them in our minds frozen in a certain form. And anytime they behave that way, like, I don't know, Anytime our partner doesn't listen to us, we put it in the basket of, they never listen to me, blah, 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 blah. And then we get upset. And we keep focusing on all the things that are evidence of that belief we have about them. And we have a tendency to forget or not notice all of the ways that they are loving and kind and supportive and all the times they do listen, because we have characterized them a certain way. And again, this timing right now astrologically is inviting all of us to become more conscious of this and to release this. And the energy is very supportive of an kind of an easy path to releasing it. By Gemini is an energy that is very fluid and shape-shifty and helps us to invite in a story which is more empowering, a story which is kinder, a story which is more aligned with cooperation and connection. And I'm saying that because of all of this Jupiter and Pisces, Neptune, that's really amplified right now that I've been talking about, to shift the story towards kindness, to seeing in another person, this person has dreams. This person has a higher self. This person has guides and healers that love them. This person is on an assignment with their life, just like I am. And this person deserves to be treated with respect and kindness and dignity. And they deserve for me to see in them the possibility of change, especially if it's someone close to us. And of course, we deserve to see ourselves that way. And so this eclipse was really about inviting a whole reboot. And really, I know that many of you are experiencing a lot of beginnings, a lot of endings. And Gemini is also about making choices. Choices about what we want our energy to empower. What are we most aligned with? What most aligns with our values? Neptune in Pisces, Jupiter in Pisces, reminding us that love is the highest frequency, that water is life, that we are all connected, and that this big love, hands bigger than ours, are always available no matter what is going on. And this solstice is this gateway where there's this pulsing and awakening to this sweet river of love and this nourishing, healing energy that's coming in. And at the same time, there's also this grand cross that is really amplifying the stress of this square between Uranus and Saturn, the new energy and how it's dialoguing with some of the old energy. Control, how it's dialoguing with those, the impulse towards freedom. And we've been all, you know, swinging back and forth between being really contracted and in kind of highly controlled and a lot of restrictions and lockdowns and the desire for freedom. And rolling lockdowns will continue, or, you know, contractions throughout the year, as well as opening up. You know, we're really open here. In India, it's a whole nother story right now. So there's this dynamic tension, but also this energy of awakening and brilliance and genius and new starts and grace that's being triggered with this Mars in Leo, which is asking us to have the courage to change, to make the shifts that we need to make in our lives. So, and then Saturn is like in Aquarius, is like, I'm up for change. As long as I can ground it, as long as it's practical, as long as I can see that it's going to work, that I can birth it. And then that moon in Scorpio is like, we really need to feel what it is that needs to release. We need to let those feelings go. We need to feel them and release them and open up to new life and open up our currents. Scorpio is about opening up a current, a passionate, alive current, and aligning with what's most important, aligning with what wants to be manifested through us, the highest possible manifestation. And then this Saturn Uranus square is like just that dynamic between the new life that's being birthed in us and any contractions we have around that, as well as the need to make it work, to make it really real. And then Mars is just a trigger point, an activator, and it adds a lot of energy. So there will be a lot of explosive, you know, there's been a lot of shootings, bombings, eruptions of all kinds. And that's going to continue through this season. A lot of activism, a lot of people getting stirred up and wanting to act and wanting to change. And in your own lives, it's like getting clear what really needs to change and how am I going to get there? And everyone's at a different place in the process. Some people know and have known for a while, these are the areas of my life that I really need to change. And you've been working with shifting your energy and shifting your beliefs and releasing and feeling and healing, but the timing hasn't quite been right. And this particular solstice with this being, there's a trigger point. So for some of you, the trigger point may make it that the timing is right. You can move, you can shift, you can make those changes. And for other people, it's more of an emotional release. The other energy that's really available at this time is that Saturn is sextiling Chiron. And there's also at the solstice, this beautiful trine between Chiron, the North Node, and Mars. And what does this mean? It just means there's a lot of healing energy available, a lot of teachers, a lot of mentors, a lot of capacity to touch those places in us that are most fragile with compassion so that they can gently move. And so it's a time that it can be easier to move forward when we know what it is that we're interested in, when we nourish the seeds of that new earth awakening energy. It's really important to think about what you want to focus on, what is unraveling in you, what is unraveling in the world. We can't fight with that, because Pluto is in Capricorn until 2024. So a lot of the old structures that are corrupt, they're coming up into the light of day to be seen and to be released. And it's a very chaotic process. And if we spend a lot of our time focusing on everything that's wrong, we miss the opportunity to invest our energy and our intention into what it is that we want to birth, or even to know what it is. So you need to be asking yourselves, what do I want to nourish with this water of summer solstice? What am I more interested in? Focusing on everything that's wrong, or focusing on what qualities I want to bring into the world? Where do I want to make a contribution? How do I want to be a loving friend or a loving partner? And also my vitality and my health and my healing. How do I focus on what I can do in practical, tangible ways to demonstrate being a loving friend or partner, making a contribution, being vital, healthy, and healing? What is my place in this dance, rather than focusing on what we're not doing right enough? And this really isn't about spiritual bypass, because we really do need to let these emotions that have held in place, these old structures for a long time, to come up and out. That's what the Scorpio moon on the solstice is all about. Letting them come up and out and released to bring in this clear, cool current of flow, flowing and dancing with change. And it's also, so the summer has the stress points of things just boiling, coming to a boiling point, coming to a head, needing change. And also this incredible, nourishing, loving, supportive water, watery energy that just nourishes our hearts and souls. So that's all I have to say for now. I hope that was helpful. So this is the energy of the season. Learning how to flow, keep our hearts opening with change and uncertainty. And my many blessings to you. Oh, a few things. A couple of things that are changing in my life is that I teach or facilitate a spirit medicine circle, which is a circle where we are forming conscious, co-creative partnerships with our guides and our teachers and healers in the unseen world and the elements and the fairies and the devas, those who come from love and compassion and kindness and service to all. And I was doing it only in person before COVID, and then I started to do it on Zoom. And now what I would like to do is to form a group that only meets on Zoom and to have a second group that only meets in person. And separate them out a bit. So if you're interested in learning about this, just ping me an email. I'm also taking new coaching clients, which is really this incredible opportunity to really look at what's really important to you and to look at how to create more ease in aligning with what's most important to you and to learn certain practices that help us to release holding patterns and to energize that which we really, really desire. And there's a lot more to it, but I'm taking new clients and you can look at my website. I have a coaching page and my love to you all. Happy solstice.